Welcome to the real world of short-term rental investing. If you're here looking for a get-rich-quick scheme or some magic formula peddled by a self-proclaimed guru on YouTube or Instagram, stop the video now. You're not ready for what it takes to succeed in today's short-term rental market. The game has changed since I bought my first short-term rental back in 2006, and it's changed even more since I wrote my best-selling book, What the Hell is a Lifestyle Asset, back in 2021. Back then, short-term rentals were the wild west of real estate, a frontier where anyone with a pulse and a half-baked Airbnb listing could stumble into profits. That's not the case anymore. Today, it's a mainstream asset class, a crowded battlefield where the sloppy and the lazy and the shortcut chasers get absolutely crushed. Success isn't about luck or timing the market perfectly. It's about owning your outcomes through disciplined execution of the fundamentals and a refusal to settle for average. I'm not here to coddle you and tell you that the short-term rentals are an easy road to riches or success. There are plenty of other people who will do that for you. I'm here to help you develop your unfair advantages to succeed at the top of the short-term rental world. Not at the top 20%, not at the top 10%. I'm here to show you what it takes to operate in the top 1% where the real money is made. This video is not meant to motivate you or give you the 3, 5, or 10 secrets to success. There are plenty of others that will serve that purpose for you. I put this together to share with you the 3 phases that I follow every time I'm buying, setting up, and marketing a successful vacation rental to operate in the top 1% of any market. This process has been proven over and over, and I hope it helps you walk into this game with your eyes wide open. Now, you may be a high-income earner, master of your own universe, comfortable in life, maybe even coasting. Good for you. Take that success and apply it to what I'm about to share with you. But remember, comfort is the killer of all growth, and good is the enemy of great. This video is your blueprint to dominate in a market that doesn't care about your day job or your excuses. The principles that I laid out years ago still hold. They're absolutely timeless. But the difference now is execution. Master the details, build your unfair advantages, or step aside, because those of us who do will run you over without a second glance. The so-called experts online selling the easy button, most of them have never even survived a market shift, let alone thrived in one. And I have. And I'm giving you the unfiltered truth that there is no easy road. Success is earned. It's not bought. Let's get clear. The only reason you're still here is because you want lifestyle and financial freedom, not just one or the other. Having enough cash flow sufficiently to pay your bills and provide your lifestyle on a monthly ongoing basis is financial freedom. Being able to say yes to the things that you want to do when you want to and no to the things that you don't, that's lifestyle freedom. That is the dream. Unfortunately, for most people, it's nothing more than a dream. They never search seriously enough until they find a plan that they know will work and then work the plan. On the one hand, you're searching for something that most people don't have. Sometimes it can seem almost unrealistic or impossible. The cost of living continues to rise nearly everywhere while wages lag. And yet, we live in the most prosperous time in the world, with thousands of millionaires made every single day. There's obviously a path, and while it may seem obscure, it must work because it keeps working for many people every single day. What gets in our way is not a lack of ambition, work ethic, or anything else. It's detailed execution. Most of us have heard that 90% of millionaires are created by real estate investing. Maybe you've heard Tony Robbins talk about how we're all financial traders. Most of us are just trading our finite resource, time, for money. And how if you can't figure out a way to make money while you sleep, you'll be poor forever. For many of us, that logic is abundantly clear, and we're made painfully aware of it each time we have to say no or not now to something we want but can't yet afford. The part that's not clear and the part that makes all the difference is the path to execute. You've probably poked around in real estate before. Maybe you've read a lot about wholesaling, fix and flip, buy and hold, or long-term rentals. Perhaps you've dabbled a bit at house hacking or rented out the old townhome you bought when you were young. But what's really kept you from getting into the real estate game seriously are the major downsides to each of these models. I think that a lot of the real estate gurus say most people don't get into real estate because they're confused. I completely disagree. I believe most people don't seriously get into real estate because most of the models do not make sense for most people, and the downsides make them counterproductive or very risky. As a vehicle, real estate does make sense, period, Properties and land appreciate. Real estate is arguably the best possible hedge against inflation. We're offered major tax advantages by owning real estate, but how you see and ultimately how you play the game is what will determine if you end up a washed out failure statistic or another millionaire real estate investor. The gurus say you're confused. I say bullshit. You're not confused. You're smart enough to see the downsides outweigh the hype for anyone not living and breathing this 24/7. Here's the truth. Real estate works. I love real estate, and every asset class has pros and cons, including short-term vacation rentals. Real estate is a hedge against inflation, a tax haven, and a wealth-building machine if you play it right. Screw it up, and you're another broke statistic. This is your blueprint to stack the deck in your favor with short-term vacation rentals, which I call lifestyle assets, that will deliver cash flow and freedom without the soul-crushing traps of traditional models. It's not easy, it's not quick, and it's not for the lazy. But for me, it's the best investment class I've ever touched. And I've been investing full-time for over 25 years. I've watched the short-term rental market grow up since I first jumped into it back in 2006. The market has matured and has gone through another major shift since I wrote What the Hell is a Lifestyle Asset back in 2021. Today, it's mainstream and it's competitive as hell. The principles still hold, but the detailed execution's the line between crushing it and crashing out. The guru trap and market reality. Back in 2020, short-term vacation rentals were the hot new thing. Today, they're a battlefield. Airbnb, Vrbo, and a dozen other platforms have turned this into a crowded game where amateurs get eaten alive. However, the so-called gurus are still out there peddling their $1,000 courses and easy button promises that have never weathered a market shift, recession, or whatever. They're clueless about navigating a downturn because they've only ridden the upswing for a few short years. I've been through it all, the dot-com bust, 9/11 terror attacks, 2008 recession, COVID, and I'm still standing because I don't buy into the hype and I build systems that win in any market. The best news is that today, at the top of the short-term rental markets, where all the money is actually made, they're not crowded at all, and they are a haven for people like me and my students. Many of the gurus mean very well, but will unknowingly lead you to an absolute slaughter. They'll tell you to do some half-rate underwriting with a fancy software tool, maybe buy a vacation home, furnish it like a model home, slap it on Airbnb with some amazing pictures, and watch the money roll in. That's not what it takes. That worked back in 2022. Back then, having a short-term rental was like having toilet paper during COVID. Everybody was making money. Today, that strategy will land you smack dab in the middle of the market where everyone goes to die. In today's market, oversupply, regulations, and guest expectations mean you either understand how to play the new game and execute at an elite level or you're toast. This isn't a side hustle for dabblers. It's a business for people who take responsibility for their outcomes and grind out the details. If you're not ready to do that, look for something else to do and enjoy your comfortable day job, because those of us who do will dominate you without breaking a sweat. Now, I have no idea if you're coming to this video as a proven investor or a skeptical hopeful. I'm assuming one thing though already, that is that you're serious about lifestyle and financial freedom. Not interested in it, everybody is, but serious about it. And if that's the case, chances are you've read enough before even finding this video to know that real estate is going to be a major part of most successful wealth building strategies for most people. In real estate, you've got plenty of ways to get a seat at the table. Each has their benefits and each has their risks and downsides, including vacation rentals. The main ones you hear about are wholesaling, fix and flip, long-term rentals, development, new construction, multifamily, commercial, and many others, and they all have their version of their own pros and cons. The key here is that they are saturated games where the winners spend most or all of their time looking for wholesale deals, managing a lot of risk, and either work to eat what they kill or wait 20 to 30 years for their payout. But there is another model. One that gives the benefits of a solid long-term hedge strategy that works in any market, up or down, and produces cash flow on an ongoing basis, and has the additional added lifestyle benefit that propels you forward much faster than any of the other models does. I call this vehicle lifestyle assets. And I've been a full-time real estate investor now for over 25 years. And for as long as I can remember, I've been fascinated with real estate as an investment vehicle. I've been through the dot-com bubble, the 9/11 terror attacks, as well as the Great Recession of 2008, and we're now seeing another market shift on the heels of the COVID-19 pandemic. My experience has taught me that while no crisis is ever the same, disruption always brings opportunities. Markets have always and will always continue to go up and down. It is our job to adjust to the different market shifts by having systems and formulas in place based on fundamental success principles to mitigate the risks and take advantage of the opportunities in any market condition. In 2006, we purchased a vacation home in a mountain lake town in Utah. During a lot of the turmoil we experienced in our personal lives of losing everything and having to rebuild from zero, not once, but twice, we were able to keep this home because the expenses were getting covered from people renting it out on the weekends. It also gave us a nice escape in the middle of a very stressful time of our lives. This, though, sparked a fire in me that there might be something to vacation home investing. And I was at a crossroads in my life back in 2015, and I was trying to decide what direction I wanted to take in real estate. I didn't have to think very long. I knew exactly what type of real estate inspired me. I loved vacation homes because they are usually in the most amazing places around the world, and they represent amazing experiences with the people we love. I have also always loved investment properties, particularly passive income properties. And that is when I began to merge the new priorities in my life and began to focus on acquiring lifestyle assets into our personal investment portfolio. Lifestyle assets incorporated the best of both worlds. By 2015, I became completely obsessed with this new vehicle. At that time, I completely changed my business plan and my goals so that I could help others understand and consider if lifestyle assets made sense to add to their portfolios. And by 2019, I put together a turnkey platform here at Vodacy to help people acquire the right lifestyle assets for their specific situation. You don't need a vacation, you need a lifestyle. It's no secret that real estate has created over 90% of the world's millionaires. However, real estate investing is a huge ocean with tons of different options. The get-rich-quick gurus use real estate investing to prey on those looking to make a quick buck every single day. Recently, short-term rentals have gained a ton of popularity because of their rise to fame during COVID. Airbnb, Vrbo, HomeAway, and countless other short-term vacation rental marketplaces are taking over the hospitality industry. With this rise in popularity comes a rise in scams and misinformation surrounding this type of real estate investment. Every day, I'm shocked at the amount of misleading advice I see peddled out on this topic. And there is almost always a direct correlation to the value of the advice and the amount of time someone has been investing in short-term vacation rentals. Remember the 10,000 hour rule. It takes 10,000 hours of dedicated time to become an expert at anything. That's 5 years working 40 hours a week full time. Now, most of the gurus out there are touting that they only work 3 to 5 hours a week on their laptop somewhere, and they've been investing for about 1 to 3 years. I've been investing full-time in real estate for 25 years and full-time in short-term rentals for 10 years. To say we've got some experience under our belt is an understatement. I tell you that because with the recent market shift, we've gotten laser-focused on developing our unfair advantages to succeed at the very top of this crowded market. It's an exciting time if you're willing to put in the work because the majority of your competition flat-out won't do it. Now, I want to be crystal clear that lifestyle assets are a long-term wealth-building strategy. However, they can add significantly to your lifestyle freedom today. In real estate, you typically build cash with short-term deals, and then you build wealth and financial freedom with long-term deals. To my knowledge, we coined the term lifestyle assets, but lots of people use it today. But there are three key factors that I use to define a lifestyle asset above and beyond a regular short-term vacation rental property. One, lifestyle assets must be turnkey. We're not looking for a second job or a side hustle. Number two, lifestyle assets must pay for themselves. I want to make money with my properties. I want them to have positive cash flow, and that is a must for any lifestyle asset that we add to our portfolio. Number three, lifestyle assets must be used personally. This adds significantly to our lifestyle today. It's pretty fun to tell your wife and kids to grab their bags, we're going to go visit the beach home when it's not being used by somebody else. You want a property that prints money? Guess what? So does everybody. Stop dreaming and start doing the work. The days of throwing a dart at a map and landing on a gold mine are completely over. The short-term rental market today is a war zone. Every listing is fighting for the same guests, and the winners aren't the ones with the cutest decor or the cheapest mortgage. Here's the deal. I'm not here to sell you a fantasy. The short-term rental game today dishes up significant rewards to the relentless, those who master the details, build their unfair advantages, and execute like their life depends on it. That's me and my students, and it can be you too. But if you're waiting for an easy win or hoping some guru's secret saves you, you're already outclassed. I've honed this formula through Vodacy, a platform to guide people like you from maybe to done. We've got over 80 members of our Vodacy family with the number one property in their respective markets. This is not by accident, it's by execution. The market's tougher now, but the fundamentals are rock solid, and this works better now than it ever has, if you work them. This isn't a hobby, it's a commitment to owning your future. My son and daughter, Wyatt and Grace, write in a journal every day. And at the end of one of Wyatt's journal entries explaining his day and what he's been up to, he said, "I'm living one of the best lives a kid could have." Now, I couldn't be prouder that he feels like that. And I invite you to join us on this journey, and I invite you to start building the life you don't want a vacation from. Your results will depend entirely on how you choose to play the game and what unfair advantages you make for yourself. One of those unfair advantages you can gain is working with us to learn each of the unfair advantages we build into our properties and our portfolios. By leveraging our tools and resources and community of experts to install these advantages into your portfolio. And I mean fast, like in a matter of weeks or months, rather than learn them over years and years on your own. I want you to leverage the time and knowledge that we've gained over the last 25 years of real estate investing. And if you're someone who doesn't like to reinvent the wheel, and someone who knows leveraging other people's time, knowledge, and even money can help you accelerate your progress, I want to give you an opportunity to meet with us one-on-one to learn about our unfair advantages and see if you'd be a good fit for our group to help you accelerate your progress. On our strategy call, we'll share with you our exact 9-step process so that you're armed with the knowledge of what it will take to dominate in today's crowded short-term rental markets. If you're currently in a position to invest in a property in the next 12 months, or you have a short-term rental that may be struggling a little bit and you could use some help, then we should talk about your next steps in making lifestyle and financial freedom investing in vacation homes a reality for you in the very near future. So click the button on this page to fill out a short application and book your one-on-one call with our team today. Now, I always sign off with a challenge, and that is for you to pick that one thing you can do today, start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends.